in Arkansas, Alabama, and Kentucky and have reciprocity with a lot of the United States. This is an industrial site, classed that way by U.S. EPA. When you have 500 vehicles out in the weather, then you have to be concerned with stormwater runoff. Sort of the magic number for when do you become an industrial site is typically 50 vehicles. My first comment on this is that this should have an NPDES permit, I think, before you look for a conditional use permit. And obtaining NPDES permits is not like getting a fishing license. It requires, at a minimum, a written stormwater pollution prevention plan that will include identification of best management practices to control pollution and discharges. And the plan is typically prepared by a professional engineer and includes a lot of details. My first general comment is this is not an established business operation that has unintentionally run afoul of laws and regulations. Until a few weeks ago, there was no junkyard at this site. The applicant has recently moved an estimated 500 vehicles in. The result is a new industrial operation that has ignored laws and regulations and started an operation that will discharge pollutants that will damage properties beyond the boundaries of the land the applicant controls. I have made a list of junkyard contaminants of concern. This comes from an EPA fact sheet. It lists 14 groups of materials. Some are you would recognize as being common. Others, like mercury, arsenic, and a number of other things, are of concern. And increasingly of concern are compounds known as PFAS and PFOS. They're polyfluorinated or prefluorinated compounds, and U.S. EPA has recently issued drinking water standards, recommended standards for these compounds. This is a karst area, and we have rapid long-distance transport, and you get very ineffective natural cleansing in the groundwater system. PFAS is used in many products, and one of the big uses for it is in upholstery and similar materials where you want to have them water-resistant and stain-resistant, such as carpets and upholstery in vehicles. That's a place you should expect it. PFAS concentrations, PFAS and PFOS, that we have measured in Greene County and some recent work there. At a spring in Greene County, one of the listed compounds that EPA set limits for, we detected concentrations 44 times greater than the recommended drinking water limit. For another, it was 134 times greater. In a well, private well, 3 miles from industrial operations, one compound was 101 times greater than the recommended limit. And these compounds are proposed by EPA to be added to CERCLA. That's the Superfund law. That goes into a bunch of cleanup things. It's a major concern. If you read through the papers, I have tried to develop information that you can use on the nature of the geology and the soils in the site. Soil depths are very shallow. The most predominant soil type there has soil depth of 9 inches where it's not rock. You have very little soil from which to make the dikes and the berms that are required under the provisions of getting NPDES permits. The soil survey for Taney County identifies limitations for various types of use of land. One of those is for ponds, which you would need for detainment basins to catch stormwater runoff. They list the limitations as severe. There are three classes of limitations they use: slight, moderate, severe. Severe basically means it's probably not going to work, it's not going to do an adequate job. Bottom line, to stay within my 4 minutes, this is not a suitable site for this type of activity. Groundwater is awfully important in our county here. So this is the wrong use on the wrong piece of land. And thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you signed up to speak?
I also have a handout for the chairman. Copies of another statement for everybody else. My name is Charles Conover. I border this site for 1 mile here, quarter mile here, right up to where everything is. It's a ranch. It's a cattle ranch. It's beautiful. It's also on a government strip, 1,500 acres. This request is on a hill that drains directly into my ranch. It can't go anywhere else except downhill. I'll give you a little background that bothers me. About the first of the year, I noticed some activity on this site. I figured it was going to be a home site. It's really quite a nice-looking piece up on top of a hill. But I saw continued activity, and March 1st, I visited the site, and I recognized it was not going to be a home site. So I went to the planning office. Mr. Sterrett was not aware of the activity. And he helped me, and the lady in the office helped me find this location on the county maps. I requested they look into it and let me know. They didn't let me know. So I called the office the first week in April. Mr. Starr told me they were going to send out notices in the first part of May. When I visited the site in March, there were about 20 to 25 wrecked vehicles on the property. When I went back in April, before I called Mr. Starr, there were well over 100 wrecked vehicles on the property. I then asked Mr. Sterrett why they hadn't done anything to stop the continuing hauling in of wrecks. They were hauling in semi-loads at a time. He told me that even though they didn't have the rezoning, the county prosecutor wouldn't stop them from hauling more in. They have about 500 there now. And so let's talk about the rest of the story. The plain fact of the matter is that Pete Strimble has shown complete disregard for the law by moving all these wrecks into this property without any zoning wanted for whatsoever. Think about that. The site requested probably could not be a worse site. It's an extremely poor site, and because of the number of vehicles that are already there, obviously it's heavy industrial. And it's rife with potential pollution going downhill onto me. All you have to do is look at the topo map, and you'll know exactly where everything's going to go. The hillside is steep. Everything moves downhill, and it goes through me to Bull Shoals Lake. My closest area to the Trimble property is about 25 feet. Where the wet weather stream comes down off the Trimble property, I have three 24-inch culverts to handle that water. When I built the road into my ranch, I put two 24-inch culverts there. They couldn't handle it. I had to put a third one in. But that's not all. Another 350 feet north, there's another stream that comes out of the Trimble property. I had to put three 24-inch culverts in that one, too. And that's been over my road twice in the last 3 years, so that one I'm going to have to do more with. From where the first one, which is the entire hill, where the vehicles are already being stored, I own that wet weather stream all the way from the Trimble fence into Bull Shoals. It's wooded on both sides. It's not a junk stream.
Sir, I need you to wrap up, if you would. I've given you 5 minutes. So do you have a summary that you want to end with?
Yes, I'm not quite done.
A summary.
I'll sum up by stating that not only is the request not compatible with the surrounding area and the people of Pro Tem, but it presents a severe threat to my land and Bull Shoals Lake. And this road right here is mine. Barns, house, shop. Probably unknown to the Trimbles, and maybe unknown to you also, I bought this 125 acres here just recently, probably in the fall. Thus, I own up to here. And the 125 goes up. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you.
I have a little show and tell, so if I can grab something real quick. I'm Jason Smith. I'm an attorney from Springfield. I represent a neighboring landowner. Rhiannon Giddens is here with her kids. I represent Rhiannon and her family. We went out yesterday, and let me say, Mr. Conover described this as an industrial site, 100% spot on. This has become an industrial site in a matter of a few months. We went out yesterday and we took some video footage, and this, I apologize for the poor resolution of this, but you know, we had a still photo from the drone video blown up so you all could see what this site currently looks like. And this is acres of vehicles, 500 vehicles. I can tell you, I can assure you, they're not all Mustangs, not even close to being all Mustangs. This is a bunch of junk cars that have nothing to do with Mustangs and are never going to be used for putting Mustangs together. I'm going to leave this here because I think it may help meeting.